Blog Talk Radio.
Softly play. The tune seemed to dance round the words that he'd say. Amapola, my pretty little poppy, you're like that lovely flower, so sweet and heavenly. Since I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you. Amapola, Amapola, how I long to hear you say I love you.
I found you, my heart is wrapped around you, and loving you it seems to be a rhapsody. Amapola, the pretty little poppy, must copy its endearing charms from you.
Hey everybody, how you doing? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You can't tell the players without a scorecard. You know, they're talking about all of these shows, you know, scandal shows on TV. How about we have one show, what can we call it? The Adultery Show. Being that adultery is now a game where you get prize points, I think we should have an adultery show. We could show John Edwards hiding in the garage under a car or sneaking out of the bathroom to turn the lights out. You're on the Adultery Show! And our sign-in mystery challenger, Governor Cuomo! Ladies and gentlemen, it's Governor Cuomo! Well, you don't need 10 bullets to shoot a deer. How about if you're shooting 10 deer? Deer? Yeah, what a joke, man. We're in trouble. You know what? We got to come back to the three ingredients that Stalin hated the most in Americans. You know what they were? Patriotism. He hated it. Morality. He hated it. And spirituality. He had to destroy all the churches. Isn't that what's taking place today? Stalin's dream is coming true. So I tell you what we do. This week only, every woman that gives birth to a baby girl names the baby girl Betsy Ross. It sure beats a chastity that turns out not to be too chaste. It sure beats naming your kid after a train station like Chelsea. Betsy Ross, that's it. Okay, think about it. Try it out. And don't forget to love your country as you love yourself. A bartender, a champagne. Okay, welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Do you care if Lance Armstrong is pedaling faster than ever before? How do you feel about the number five, the Hawaiian guy on Notre Dame? Do you care that he made up a story about his girlfriend died? Don't you feel sorry for him that the guy has to create a girlfriend that he doesn't have? Huh? Don't you feel sorry for him? And then he has to kill her off to make the story have a sad ending? Doesn't that make you feel bad? You know what that tells you? That it's not the guns we've got to worry about. It's the mental health of the country. The country's very sick. And now they're talking about that Natalie Wood had bruises on her body. And they want to exhume her. It's really wonderful, isn't it? This has become cover-up nation. I mean, when you can leave two guys in Benghazi up on a roof for 7 hours and hang up the phone on their 911 call and then fall off a bar stool and get amnesia and fake a blood clot. Oh, she had a legitimate blood clot. Did you see it? Were you there? Were you there when the money changed hands between doctors? Yeah, give me a break, man. When are we going to stop? When are we going to stop eating this bad pablum? We're in trouble. We're losing our country every day. Somebody takes another piece away. We can't even go to the moon anymore. Fly me to the moon. You ain't going to the moon. You're not allowed to go to the moon. You might offend the Chinese who plan to have a colony there in 2014. Hey, that's only a year away. Oh, supplies. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. I don't have any faith in the stock market whatsoever. I don't care what numbers they show. I think it's all make-believe. I'm very, very worried. I'm trying to figure out what to do. I will tell you this, if you got a job, you better hold on to it. And if you're thinking of retiring, you better start thinking about getting another job. Because they're talking about raising Social Security to 70. And I don't know if you know it or not, but over 400,000 rounds of hollow point bullets were delivered to Social Security. One load alone was 179,000 rounds. Now, why would Social Security need that much ammunition when Governor Cuomo was limiting us to 10 rounds? Are there deer at the Social Security office? Yeah, all these guys got bodyguards. Boy, they talk tough when they have bodyguards, don't they? But if they ever played the farmer in the Dell and the cheese has to stand alone, the cheese has to wear double diapers. Okay, we're going to do a tune. It's a 50s tune. It's when people were in love. It's when guys considered, just young kids considered going steady, serious. And this song is called We Go Together. And one of the lines in the song is, we go together like straws in the Coke. Do you know when people say straws in the Coke today, they get an entirely different interpretation? We go together like castles and kings. We go together like birds of a feather. Why not come over and meet my folks? Who brings it? What's the latest song? She's not the kind of girl you can bring home to mother or to the National Guard.
We go together like castles and kings, birds of a feather, two robins in spring. Let's go steady. You are my friend.
First love, pure, innocent, sweet, dreamy. Yeah, that's the way it should be. Okay, so what do we got going here? I'm listening to Hannity, and in that song they sing Side by Side, and You'll Be Wearing My Wedding Band. And today we do hookups. It's like a fighter jet that needs a refueling. And the big bird comes over and dispenses the fuel. And that's what we got today. We got hookups, we got a 50% divorce rate, and if it's a 50% divorce rate, you know that probably the breakup quotient is more like 70%, because I guarantee it is at least 20% out there that don't believe in lawyers and makes similar arrangements to avoid lawyers. So we're becoming a nation of polyps and trollops. We're sick. We're a sick nation. And that's what's killing all the kids today, is the crazies. Did you see the look on that guy's face that did the Aurora, Colorado shooting? Did you see him? Did you see the look on the face of the guy that shot Gabby Giffords? Did you see the look? Did you see him? Would you buy any of those two candy? Are you kidding me, man? They've got crazy written all over them. This should be a neon sign that blinks that says crazy, crazy. And so because of these two guys that are completely looped, they're going to take the guns away from all the people that need them to protect their families.
Well, we're not going to go after the guns to protect the families. That's an exaggeration. Why do we need the guns? We already know the names of the gun owners. We can just pick them up as quickly.
Yeah, I don't think that can happen. One axiom you should always keep in the back of your mind and never forget it. Never can happen happens all the time. And if you don't believe me, I'll take you to the World Trade Center and I'll show you where it isn't. And somebody said, oh, we're getting a nice new building. 11 years to come back from a disaster. And then people said, well, it was Bush. He increased the expenses. He spent $5 trillion. The guy was fighting World War III. What was he supposed to do? Do it on the cheap? Yeah. Do you know that when the first vehicles went into Afghanistan, they had canvas doors? You know what a bullet does to a canvas door? How would you like to have that jeep and be out there on the highway of death? Or the Baghdad run, like Tommy Hamill. You don't remember Tommy Hamill. He was running a gas truck. See, I think he had a farm in Mississippi, and he was going broke, and his wife was just coming back from a heart operation. He didn't want to leave, but the money was good. So he went to Iraq. And on the Baghdad run, Al-Qaeda got him, and they took him hostage, and they played with him, you know, like pull the trigger and the bullet doesn't go off to your head. So they toyed with him, and they left him alone one day, and he escaped. And luckily he ran into a military convoy, and he believes God opened the door for him. Are you going to argue with him? You're not going to argue with him, right?
Oh, no, there's no God, and they didn't open the door. He just got lucky.
Yeah, well, here's a story for you. On Lake Pontchartrain, about 15, 20 years ago, there was a lawyer that had a sailboat, and he was an atheist. And in the middle of a thunderstorm and lightning storm on Lake Pontchartrain, he told his guests that were on the sailboat with him that there is no God. And he went up to where the mast was, and he stood at the mast, and he said, if there's a God, I dare you to strike me with lightning. And you know what happened? He got struck with lightning right in the head, and he died. Now, scientists can explain that. But I guarantee you, and nobody else tried it, they said, no, just take us to port. Yeah, we'll tack home.
Yep. And so that's what happens when you challenge the Almighty. Some people say, well, I don't believe the earth was, you know, I don't believe God created the earth in 6 days. Why not?
He could do whatever he wants. He's God. You want to do it in five? He could do it in five. He could do it in 5 minutes. He doesn't need you.
Yeah. And then he rested. He rested on the seventh day. Yeah. You can't rest on the seventh day. You got bills to pay. You got taxes to pay. The government gets 2.5 days of your income.
Yeah. You're Mr. Tax Sucker. You're out there working for the man.
Yeah. Old Man River should be your tune. I'm speaking Old Man River. Let's take a trip down to Mississippi. Been to New Orleans? Great city. People are real friendly. It's a great place. You'll have a great time. They got great food. And they party day and night. And one of my best experiences was in New Orleans. I just finished advanced infantry training, and we were being transferred out to Germany from Fort Hood, Texas. And the train pulled into New Orleans, and we had a layover for 2 hours. And I thought it was fantastic. I said, "Oh, this army is great." I mean, the guys were playing poker on the train. They as soon as they came back from the 2 hours in New Orleans, and we were treated good. We were treated like kings in New Orleans. We came back. They were bringing beer. They had ice cubes in the toilet. They filled the toilets with ice cubes, and they had beer. And I said, "Oh, this army is great. This is going to be fantastic." No, it was the last good time I had. But it was New Orleans and the people, and I've been back there again, and it's always, you're always welcome. They really make your day. You don't need to go to Paris. And if you do go to Paris, go by way of Normandy and get down on the beach and just walk with those guys how to run under German machine gun fire. And when you get up to the cemetery, say a thank you, because they bought you 60 years of freedom and you lost it. You lost it. You're not getting it back. This is not your country anymore. And they're trying to take your guns away to make sure that when you find out you lost your country, that there's nothing you can do about it. I was listening to Sean Hannity today, and a Latino fella called in, and he was from the L.A. area. And I got to tell you, these talk show hosts, they don't listen to the callers. I don't know what it is, whether they're uptight because they're waiting for the guy to throw a jab, or they're doing moving papers around for the next segment. But this guy, and I've caught it, and Savage does it a lot, Mark Levin not too much, and Hannity not too much, but this time he was off key. And this fella had something to say. And, you know, it's not like he was reading off a Democrat-Communist talking points, you know, with no skin in the game, just what he's been told to say. This guy was speaking from the heart, and he said that he grew up in L.A., and he was initiated into a gang, and Hannity jumped him and said, do you have tattoos? And he says, I got them all removed. And Hannity said, were you initiated into the gang? And he said, yes, I was. He said, what was your initiation? And but he wasn't letting the guy, the guy was calling to say what it was in his heart, and he wasn't listening. And so the guy says, my initiation was I was beat up by five guys. And Hannity goes, did you fight back? And you fight back. And he says, yeah, I fought back, but these were five big guys, and I didn't fight too good. But his point was that in the in that community of criminals, and he's on the straight and narrow. He got away from the gangs. His parents moved out of the neighborhood to save his soul and their souls, too. And he said that the... It's a left that there's a the Obama plan for guns is a joke. That all of the guys in the gangs, they all laugh. They're not going to give up their guns. They're not going to give up their guns. And he told Hannity, he goes, the guns are all in the black market. We can buy whatever we want. We're not giving up anything. We're lawbreakers. You think we're gonna give you our guns? You tell us who gave up theirs, because you know we might be in that neighborhood tomorrow. So Hannity missed the boat, and he says, you know what bothers me the most? And that's when Hannity should have listened the loudest. He should have said, what? He says, all these people that are talking with compassion and crocodile tears about 20 kids, they're all pro-choice. And I just saw an article about Hillary Clinton, and she went to Algeria to talk to the president of Algeria, and she reminded him she cautioned him to protect the lives of innocent people. Hillary Clinton signed the death warrant of 4,700 children a day. Planned Parenthood alone kills 3,000 a day. How do they kill them? They torture them. They crush their skulls. They kill 1,200 black babies a day, 1,100 white babies a day, 700 Latino niños a day. A day. A day. Unbelievable. And the worst part is the government pays them $1,500 a head. So, if you add 11 and 12 is 13, and 7 is 2,000, and you multiply it by $1,500, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of bounty on a child. And Hillary's looking for compassion, but she has no compassion because she signs their death warrants. They call it her and Chuck Schumer from New York. New York has the worst representation in the country. New Jersey is a close runner-up. But her and Chuck Schumer, they call child murder settled law. And you know what else? They vote to burn the flag. And I don't know if you ever saw a video where a lip reader says that in a 911 presentation, when they were folding the flag, he says he could read on Michelle Obama's lips, all this for a flag?
and Obama made a face like, yeah, you know, this is what they do. This is what turns them on. Yeah, we're in trouble. Okay, this is Stop Abortion Month. So if you're thinking of killing your kid, give him a stay of execution.
Situation, I think it's NYU. Don't hold me to it. But if you Google today's news, it'll be there. There's a girl who is suing NYU because in her dorm they put her with a 2-year-old baby. They put her with a 2-year-old baby, and you know, and she doesn't want that. How are you going to smoke weed with a 2-year-old baby hanging around? And whose 2-year-old baby is it? Well, all they still say is that the baby came from California and it looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, man, are we in trouble? We're in trouble. We don't know how to live anymore. We don't know how to live. What happened when you used to court girls and you thought they were sent from heaven?
Who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are? Who did you see, I wonder, that made you just the cutest little angel by far? Where did you get those good looks, those eyes that glow like a star? It seems they made the sun shine only twice in your sweet smile and paradise. Tell me, won't you, darling, who do you know in heaven that made you the angel you are?
Well, you're not supposed to know anybody in heaven now. Guys like George Carlin declared war on heaven. I wonder how many people Carlin killed selling dope.
Oh, no, he didn't kill anybody. We all have our own, we're all under our own control.
Yeah. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Yeah, he didn't hurt anybody. No, neither did the guy that paid his college tuition with drugs. Okay. No sense in crying about losing a country. This is the same as crying about losing a love.
I was all right for a while. I could smile.
Guy that's no longer here. He was one of the first casualties of the World War III.
So the big news today is that Pat Tillman was shot by his own friendly fire. And now the left wants it declared a homicide. But 911 was just a coincidence. 911 was just a fender bender. But when a GI gets killed by friendly fire, the Communist Party of North America wants it to be called a homicide. Well, here's my reply to the homicide charges. Soon we will all be Tillmans, not to worry. Everybody is going to get a chance to take a bullet for their country. The Arab world is small change. Wait till you see who arrays against us. Those who pretend to be divided will unite for the kill. Then we will have to defend your country or die. Never Can Happen has already happened, and war rooms over all the world are planning to destroy the American weakling. And that's how they see us, thanks to slime balls like you. I hope the Iranian student who ran over the 9 draft dodges gets transferred to Yale with a bigger truck. A country who betrays the military will have no military. Let's see you negotiate peace at the cockpit door on your knees with 2 minutes to go with a guy who says, shh, it's okay. You better strike back for your country and you better support your country or you're not going to have a country. And who's going to take you in, loser?
Amen. We got bad news. We got very bad news. It's just been announced in New York City. Mayor Bloomberg is outlawing beer.
It's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's pecked it queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. With his dry, dusty throat, he breasts up to the bar, pulls a wand from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly touched him a sneer, when the barman says sadly, the pub's got no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits, but the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover and he cringes in fear. But no place for a dog round a pub with no beer. Oh, Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, he says, "Your lady be dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Welcome to the Spirit of America, a radio show. And as I promised you, an exclusive, and tonight we have it, we are interviewing the Queen of England. Your Majesty, welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show.
Very well. How are you?
Your Majesty, how do you like your tour of the USA?
It's always nice to be in the colonies. I love everybody.
Your Majesty, did you go to Washington to see the President?
No, I'm only going to see white people.
Your Majesty, the President is half white.
I said I'm only going to see white people. I love white people. We have enough trouble with the wogs back home. They're running amok. They're messing up Buckingham Palace. Wearing their burkas. Hiding their faces. Shouting God knows what.
Your Majesty, did you know that President Obama has sent back the bust of Winston Churchill to England?
Oh yes, we retaliated. We sent back a Walt Disney star baby.
Your Majesty, were you glad that President Bill Clinton sent Mr. Mitchell over to heal the rift between the Brits and the Irish and bring peace to the Irish people?
Let me tell you something about Bill Clinton. He's a clerk. He's an errand boy. He's sent by clerks to collect a grocery bill. I saw that in Apocalypse Now. with Marlon Brando. I love Marlon Brando.
Well, how about the healing process that Mr. Mitchell brought to Ireland?
And that jerk, he couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. He should have left us all alone. We're worse off now than we were before. All they do is monkey face for the cameras.
You know that the President Obama is sending Mr. Mitchell to heal the rift between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
A fat chance that would be. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The guy mocked up the Irish peace talks, and now he's going to talk to crazies. He's going to bring them all back to sanity. Yes, of course. Yes, we'll all wait on that one, won't we?
Do you have an illegal alien problem like we do in the United States?
Oh, yes, we have the Pakis. The Pakis are a burden to the entire country. If I had my way, I'd shuffle them all off to Buffalo. With their chanting in their mosques. And a disgrace. Do you know they want to put me in a burqa? Could you see me in a burqa? Maybe Prince Charles, but not me.
Your Majesty, I understand that United one of the Beatles. Which one was it?
It was the pimply face one, Paul Mafatney. They wanted me tonight, John Lennon, but I have got to tell you a secret. I hate all those little bugs. I hate Beatles.
Well, how about Mickey Jagger? Would you knight him?
I'd rather see him with his tongue nailed to the gallows floor. The British invasion, they call themselves. They're nothing but a bunch of drug addicts. Yes. Snorting up the world. Was he the one with the purple sunglasses that married the Harry Carey girl? Was that him? John Lennon? Yes, that was him, I think. Yeah, he left to go to the United States because he didn't want to pay the vigorish to the Queen.
What do you think of Prince Charles marrying Camilla Parker Bowles?
Oh, that's her name, is it? I thought it was Bowles. She has a face like a bowel. Not since Henry VIII have I seen such a horse. Yes, she makes Anna Cleves look like Marilyn Monroe. Yes, do you know that they tried to pass a law that the parents could go to jail for spanking their children? Did you know that? Do you know when they wanted to pass it? They wanted to pass it on a Friday night, but they postponed it because over the weekend Camilla wanted to punish Charles. He had been naughty again. He had to wear those long stockings.
Well, Your Majesty, we thank you for your time. And are there any other states you're going to visit?
Oh, yes, I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to support the people of Arizona. They're the only ones that know what's going on in this country. I love white people, especially the Mexicans.
Your Majesty, did you ever meet Bill Clinton when he was hiding out in London, avoiding the draft?
Oh, yes, I met the bugger. He was bumming marijuana cigarettes on the street, wearing a beard, protesting the war. Boy, what a two-faced bastard he is. He'd sell his mother for a tin whistle. I understand he made $137 million in government. Oh, and he didn't even take up a second collection. And he got a golden saxophone from an Israeli agent who sells arms to the Iranians. He groped me one time on the reception line. Then he said, "I'm sorry, I thought you were Captain Willie." He wanted to know if I deliver pizza wearing a beret. Butter's wife is the real McCoy. She really is. You know, she's in the book of Revelation. Yes, she's going to be the next president. It's in the book of Revelation. And a beast will appear in the sky. And will have seven heads. And her tail will sweep the stars from the heavens.
Well, that's all the time we have today, Your Majesty. We do thank you for dropping in. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, I love tea parties. I hope the Tea Party wins in November. Get rid of all those bums.
That's it, folks. www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. You heard it here first. Except no substitutes. Did I say substitutes? Yeah. O'Reilly had on two prosecutors, and I thought I said substitutes. Yeah, he had two prosecutors on. I said, yeah. Well, you know, and these two women are prosecutors. I said, you know what? It's not a bad profession, but you can't stay in it all your life. And you got to watch out for those STDs. If you can't figure out who to vote for in November, get my book, Spirit of America Party. There are names in there of people not to vote for. And you can't miss it. It's got an American eagle on the cover, and it says, "Take me to the beach." Spirit of America Party.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, "Go to sleep, everything is all right." I close my eyes, then I drift
a dedication tune in my book to the 343 firemen who died during the beginning of World War III. And I know you all think that it's going to go away, but it's not. It's going to get bigger and worse. It's going to get bigger and worse, and it could go nuclear. And only God knows where the first nuke is going to go off. But you can see terror works for terrorists. And that's why everybody has to hold on to their firearms, because our own government may be overwhelmed. And if you're in a mall, you may need that gun. If they hit 50 malls in 50 states, what a bunch of horror that's going to be. Okay, so I wanted to read you this, a Colin Powell Republican mistake. Today, the Repuppies are shopping for a Latino hero to counter the Party de la Muerte. Yesterday, it was a token black to snooker the Afro-American voter. I will say one thing about the Afro-Americans. If they got a boy that they're running, they're going to stand behind him 100%. He could be Jack the Ripper. They're going to stand behind him. That kind of loyalty would be great if it was spread throughout the country, for the country. How insincere. Today it is Marco Rubio who endorsed Joe Lieberman. Marco Rubio is going to be, I'll say the right thing and I'll look like I'm doing the right thing. But I don't trust Marco Rubio. He is the Repuppy candidate. They're bringing him along. I would rather them brought along Ted Cruz. Because when the first time I was waiting for Marco Rubio to fire me up, and he comes out on the stage and he endorses Joe Lieberman. Connecticut Joe votes to burn the flag and kills kids. But he gets a rhino pass because he's polite. See, if you kill kids politely, the Republicans will endorse you. Meanwhile, true black Americans who served this country, like Alan West, got put down and pushed out. And they got no support. Only from the Tea Party did Alan West get support. And if Sarah Palin was a Democrat candidate, you would not be allowed to touch her. You think you would have seen Tina Fey making fun of her? Do you know there are people in the Democrat Party that actually believe that she said she could see Russia from her kitchen? There are people who believe that. That's how brainwashed this country is. And the only ones who stood with Sarah Palin was the Tea Party. Colin Powell was the Rhino Affirmative Action General. And he saved the Republican Guard from being destroyed on the highway of death when we had them in our sights. He called it a turkey shoot, and he convinced Bush to lighten up. As a result, the Republican Guard returned to Baghdad and lived to murder at least 5,000 Kurds. And we let them do it with helicopters because we didn't make it a no-fly zone. And I still see those Kurds freezing on mountaintops in the dead of winter, being starved out and gassed. When Bush Jr. had to go to Baghdad, the Republican Guard in civilian clothes killed 5,000 Americans and maimed 20,000. I just saw on NBC a video clip of Powell with porcupine head Gregory. Powell is defending Obama and Clinton on the Benghazi cowardice in the face of the enemy by the surrender party. A court-martial offense under Article 99, Uniform Code of Military Justice, punishable by a firing squad. And he's the commander-in-chief. He's the buck stops with him. I can understand when a two-bit politician lies and covers up for the party over country. But when I see an American general throw his men to Al-Qaeda to protect Obama and bin Laden and the cover-up team, I say if he can betray two, he can betray a division. Powell should be drummed out of the country. I don't care that he is clearing a path to the communist side. I care that two American lives meant nothing to him. He's all wind and no rain. I pass on Powell and anything he has to say, especially to Marine Killing NBC. NBC stands for nothing but communists. Every day, Porcupine Head Gregory was in Rumsfeld's face and Bush's ears with body counts. Since Obama bin Laden came with his porno wood entourage and Oscars, not a word has been said about all the blood on his golf club hands, including 1,200 black babies a day, 1,100 white babies, and 700 Latino niños butchered by government law. And that's only Planned Parenthood. The UN says if you kill 1 million of any country, it gets classified as genocide. How about ethnic cleansing? Obama created over 2,000 shovel-ready jobs, burning the Americans he lost in Afghanistan, plus SEAL Team 6, plus cowardice in Benghazi. What? No porno wood movie? The loss of SEAL Team 6 was covered up as a chopper crash, not a phone-ahead ambush. And it was a phone-ahead ambush. The 2,000 dead Americans in Afghanistan were covered up as NATO troops killed. They reclassified them. Bush-Rumsfeld lost 461 in 8 years. Bush and Rumsfeld, Marshall, never abandoned troops in the field, let alone watch them die over 7 hours of no firepower support. 20 minutes after the 911 call, an F-16 could have covered that rooftop. What, no death with dignity or a new miss with a broken arrow call? Remember the movie? We were soldiers once. For the record, this is my call. Race cards come in all colors. There are plenty of honky cracker, a gray ghost, a jokes to go around, all the way back to at least my hair blows in the wind. Spare me two verses of Old Man River. Put the cards away and bring out the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal, and that includes women. Spare me salt wounds. It is time to move forward and stop dragging the nation back to slavery. Pick the best man, lady for the job. Do away with lobbies and champagne contributions. Close the borders. Throw the government crutches away. And shrink that tax-sucking good old boy party favor crowd that is taking us down. These termites are drugging and butchering our children, turning them into zombies with no education but hate and eventually regret. Shrink that government size like a Javaro head. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Do you really want to give your guns over to a government that kills babies? 4,700 a day? Have you ever been packed in a railroad car? You think maybe the inhabitants of the Warsaw Ghetto wish they had a Second Amendment? Never can happen. Happens all the time. Show me the WTC on 91001 and then show it to me on 911. And 911, we forget nothing. We are out of time, and I'll be seeing you.
Across the way, the chill Grin's carousel, the chestnut tree. Oh, wishing well, I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. And I'll always think of you that way, and I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new,
I'll be looking at the moon,
I'll be looking at the stars,